You've made it to Friday. Each Friday of the 21-Day Equity Challenge, we are pausing to make space for self-reflection during our equity journeys. Also on Fridays, we will get started with a land acknowledgement to ground us in our upcoming week of Equity Challenge content. As we gather in this communal space for the Equity Challenge over the coming week, we aim to advocate and support the advancement of the sovereignty of Michigan's Indigenous communities and individuals who have lived here and live here now. United Way for Southeastern Michigan's Detroit office is located on the lands of the Anishinaabe Nations of the Three Fires Council, the Ojibwe, Ottawa, and Potawatomi peoples. We recognize that all Indigenous peoples, here and beyond, whose land have been occupied, have and continue to be forcefully removed from their homelands. This is in solidarity with Black and Indigenous communities who continue to be systematically excluded and oppressed through the ongoing damaging effects of settler colonialism, genocide, and myths of white supremacy.
Hello and welcome to day 21 of United Way for Southeastern Michigan's 21-Day Equity Challenge. This is the last day of our 2024 challenge. My name is Andre Ebron. I use he, him pronouns, and you may recognize my voice from our Equity Challenge kickoff. If you were looking at me now, you would see that I am a handsome African-American male with a medium brown complexion that darkens when kissed by the sun. I am wearing glasses, and I have been told that I have a very inviting and welcoming smile. Let's dive into our Equity Challenge content for today. Inclusion is not a strategy to help people fit into systems and structures which exist in our societies. It is about transforming those systems and structures to make it better for everyone. Diane Richler, Joseph P. Kennedy Jr. Foundation, International Fellow, and former chair of the International Disability Alliance. Over the last 21 days, we have learned how inequities permeate our communities on individual, institutional, and systemic levels. As we conclude our 2024 Equity Challenge, we encourage you to reflect on what you have learned and what role you can take in making the communities you are a part of, your home, family, school, neighborhood, religious groups, etc., more equitable for all. As we collectively work to transform systems and structures, we can also employ strategies that support our neighbors, colleagues, and friends individually to make them feel welcome and celebrate their full, authentic selves. So, how do we do this? With inclusion. Inclusion is a value and practice of ensuring that people feel they belong and that their input is valued by the whole group, organization, society, system, etc., particularly regarding decisions that affect their lives. This practice should include authentically bringing traditionally excluded individuals and or groups into processes, activities, and decisions, policy making in a way that shares power to ensure that their needs are considered. Inclusive spaces are those that foster a sense of belonging, respect, and dignity for everyone. Inclusion means, I built this with you in mind. Let's continue to build it together. Why do inclusive spaces matter? Research has shown that inclusive spaces lead to better outcomes, increased creativity, higher job satisfaction, and a stronger sense of belonging. Inclusive communities have been found to lead to improved physical and mental health outcomes. According to a study by Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, people who live in socially cohesive communities are more likely to be healthy and live longer than those who live in socially isolated communities. According to a study by Deloitte, organizations that prioritize diversity and inclusion in the workplace are more innovative and more likely to have high employee engagement levels. Additionally, inclusive teams outperform their peers by 80% in team-based assessments. Inclusive school environments have been found to improve academic outcomes for all students. According to a study by the National Center for Education Statistics, students in inclusive classrooms made greater progress in reading and math than students in non-inclusive classrooms. Inclusive sports teams have led to increased participation and enjoyment for all players. According to a study by the University of Alberta, inclusive sports teams that welcome players of all abilities have been found to be more enjoyable and rewarding for all players, regardless of their level of ability. Inclusive religious spaces have been found to improve mental health outcomes for members of marginalized communities. According to a study by the Journal of Muslim Mental Health, inclusive religious spaces can help reduce feelings of social isolation and improve mental health outcomes for Muslims who experience discrimination and marginalization. Where do we go from here? As our challenge ends for 2024, we invite you to join us in the journey ahead. Our commitment to equity doesn't end with these 21 days. In many ways, this is when the real work begins. What from the challenge will you take with you? What actions will you start taking in your community? Today's resources focus on actions we can take to build more inclusive spaces that lead to a stronger community for all. After listening to today's content, we encourage you to reflect on the following questions and possibly discuss them with a friend, family member, or colleague. What have you learned from your experiences with the Equity Challenge? How will you work to create inclusive spaces? Who are the people that could work with you to create inclusive spaces? Revisit today's quote. Inclusion is not a strategy to help people fit into systems and structures which exist in our society. It is about transforming those systems and structures to make it better for everyone. In what ways does this show up in your life? How does it relate to other Equity Challenge topics? How will you stay committed throughout the entire year? What actions can you take? Thank you so much for listening to our Equity Challenge content today. I hope you learned something new and feel empowered to tackle injustice wherever your day takes you. And as always, continue to light the way.
We'd like to give our sincerest gratitude to everyone that made our fourth annual 21-Day Equity Challenge a success. This Equity Challenge Day was produced by United Way for Southeastern Michigan. Special thank you to Steph Rawls, Tiffany Bucks, Shayla Zimmerman, Andre Ebron, our voice actors, our DEI committee, and community partners. Huge thank you to our music producer, Daniel Sharp. Thank you to our sponsors of the Equity Challenge, to our audience, and to everyone who participated in this year's challenge. To hear more recorded content and read the Equity Challenge, please visit unitedwaysem.org/equitychallenge.